When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
In movies and in TV, there are points in the story where the ups turn to downs and the downs turn to ups. It's called the story arc. Well, dear fans, story arcs don't just happen in fiction, they happen in real life too. We've all lived through bad episodes that eventually turn to good. These curves in life keep us on our toes, and that gives us a chance to grow. Who knows? Maybe God's actually a writer. And maybe we're all just actors trying to find our motivation.
She was an unknown actress way back in season one. Now she is really famous and her life is much more fun. She's walking the red carpet, even got a household name. Here's hoping she won't screw it up and go back to being lame. Welcome to season two of the Carlotta Botox Chronicle.
So, if we're talking story arcs, let's talk about mine. I started out a total unknown, just a nameless nobody in Hollywood trying to become a star. Then, in a case of mistaken identity, I accidentally became famous. Overnight. And full confession, I am enjoying every minute of it. It is perfect. In fact, it's all a little too perfect. I know the story arc of my life cannot go on like this forever. I know I am headed towards a downturn. And you know what? I am not ready. Nope. Nope. Nope, 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 nope.
Carlotta, your house was broken into. I know this isn't a great turn of events, but it's not the end of the world.
It could be, Dave, okay? My house was likely broken into by the stalker troll who has been haunting me on Twitter.
The Carlotta Botox account?
Yes! They tweeted that they know I'm a fraud. I might be on the verge of being exposed, Dave.
Paranoid much?
My spidey senses are all a tingle. Trust me, this break-in is bigger than it seems.
You don't know that. Anyway, you haven't even talked to the police.
And I'm not going to.
You have to deal with this no matter what comes of it. What are you gonna do? Just hide from the inevitable?
Not hide. Just delay. I need to take my mind off of it. I need a distraction.
No distractions. You have to face the music, Carlotta.
Whoa. Dave, you are a genius.
I know. But remind me again specifically why?
Because you just gave me a light bulb moment. What if? What if we do a musical? As a distraction from the crap tornado that's about to twist my life apart.
A musical?
Sure, like I sing, then you sing, then...
I know what a musical is. I'm just asking, why would we do that? What's the justification? By what possible reason would you and I just do a musical?
It's a crazy conceit why we break into song. What's the why? What's the reason?
Is it just because we're mid-season?
When you really think about it, Dave, it's a trope! Tropes when your show is out of hope.
We could sing.
When the writer is all nope.
Jazz hands.
I have no new ideas, so let's swallow our fears and lean into a predictable trope.
Sing.
The downloads it will bring.
Look out, Broadway.
It's a thing we have to wing.
This is easy.
Because we cannot flee this eventuality. So let's make this musical a thing. Let's just hope we don't lose face. When we put our show to song, it may turn all kinds of wrong. but we just can't let this talent go to waste.
I don't know, Carlotta. Is this smart?
Relax! Eventually every show does a musical episode.
But is it smart?
How would I know? We may just miss the mark, like when Fonzie jumped the shark. When we set our show to song, it may turn all kinds of wrong, but a musical will happen before long. It's a cliche thing to do.
I love cliches.
When there's nothing left to lose, and when it's end of day, there's one thing left to say. If you don't jump the shark, then the shark jumps you.
We just lose our musical virginity?
There's no putting the toothpaste back in the tube.
Okay, so if we're talking story arcs, maybe we should talk about mine.
Yours? I know all about your story. You recently found out from a DNA test that your father was a British aristocrat, and now you're the heir to a great fortune. Boom. End of story.
No, not end of story. I'm talking before that happened. My life BC, before Carlotta. You know, my origin story.
Origin story? Ugh, why do I feel I'm about to find out?
I got an origin story, and I'm sorry, not sorry, but the details of this is not a whole lot of glory. I'm just a regular guy, so don't be all surprised when I drop the raw truth that I come from Van Nuys. Expectations, they were low, pretty much from the jump. You won't ever be a doctor, Dave, just more of a chump. Find a building you can manage, you can work a sump pump. Cause if we may be blunt, you won't escape this dump.
Stay in your lane, Dave, don't be insane, Dave.
I don't really wanna scare you, but this life will strike and spare you.
Stay in your lane, Dave. Don't be insane, Dave.
So I found my soul in bowling. It's the thing that I aced when my shiny balls were rolling. No one else could keep pace. I was the king of the pins, the crown prince of the alley. I had so many wins a calculator couldn't tally. A landlord by day and a bowler by night. But if we're talking truth, it was less than all right. What I wanted was bigger, to become a star maker. When you got no connections, all you are is a faker.
Stay in your lane, Dave. Don't be insane, Dave.
I don't really want to scare you, but this life will strike and spare you.
Stay in your lane, Dave. Don't be insane, Dave.
In the north of Hollywood, one fateful night, in strolled an actress, and this girl was aight. She was clueless and willing, then the planets aligned. That's when Kitty Kanicki became the client I signed.
Don't stay in your lane, nope, don't stay in your lane.
Life will strike, but it won't spare you, so do something that will scare you.
Stay in your lane, nope, don't stay in your lane.
Don't stay in your lane, nope, don't stay in your lane. Don't stay in your lane, nope, don't stay in your lane. Don't stay in your lane, nope, don't stay in your lane. Don't stay in your lane, nope, don't stay in your lane.
Wow, I had no idea you could rap.
I got a lot of layers, Carlotta. I'm an onion.
And I think you just made a bunch of people cry.
Thank you.
Hey, listen, I have a great idea. Why don't we get back to talking about me?
Really? The whole world's been talking about you. Don't you ever get tired of it?
Who are you and what have you done with Dave? You're my manager. You're supposed to help me get attention.
There's such a thing as overexposure. You have millions of followers on social media. They track your every move and judge everything you do.
And?
And, not for nothing, but you seem to be living for the likes.
Well, duh. That's the point. Validation.
You could tarnish the brand.
You're so stuffy since you became an aristocrat.
I'm sorry, but you're never going to convince me that putting it all out on social media is a good idea.
Really? Not even with a 12-bar blues number? Hit it, boys. You're gonna like me, baby. You're gonna follow all my posts. The instant you go on Instagram, you'll emoticon me most. Follow me like a messiah, my influence is greater. Got content so consumable, cause I'm a damn creator. Social media, you can't spell it, you can't spell it with just make me shiny, the best version I can be. Now listen up here and listen up good. I am an influenceress, so let me influence you to this sick beat. Social media. My duck face is the why. I'm all about the hashtags. For brands, I'll sell my soul. I have followers in the millions. Even got a Twitter troll. My history's in the cloud, baby. There's nothing I can't delete. I boomerang my life away. I'm living tweet to tweet. Social media, you can't spell it. You can't spell it without me. My filters make me shiny. Nothing here you can't unsee.
Just be careful. That's all I'm saying. Being all in on social media, it can backfire.
I am a grown-ass woman, Dave. I know the risks. But connecting with fans, it's a huge part of the dream. Don't take that away from me. I came away from Jersey, and I made my dreams come real. The love I get from randos really gets me in my feels. Celebrity's been awesome, and the perks are very nice. But the thing they never tell you
is it all comes with a price.
Okay, Lord Buzzkill.
I'm a realist.
Ugh, whatever.
Speaking of being a realist, don't you think it's time we got back to the story? We left your fans with quite a cliffhanger. Maybe we owe them the next twist in the story?
You're talking about the fact that my house got broken into and what that all means?
You have to talk to the police. Nothing can move forward until you deal with this.
You're right.
Are you ready?
Kind of. Sort of. Almost. Oh, we have one more thing we need to do, though.
And that is...
a reprise!
Here we go again.
In musical theater, a reprise is a repetition of an earlier song, usually with changed lyrics and shortened music, to reflect the development of the story.
You sound like you copied that from Wikipedia.
I didn't copy it from Wiki. I copied and pasted.
A reprise, huh? Let me guess, it's all just part of the...
Tropes! It's a cliche thing for sure. Just a thing we must endure. Before we turn to dust, there's one thing to discuss.
Everyone, Anne Sloan here, the creator of the Carlotta Botox Chronicles. I'd like to thank you so much for listening to our musical episode. It was a long time in the making, and we appreciate you checking it out. If you'd like to hear a preview of our next episode, stay with us until after the credits. This episode starred, as always, Samantha Gordon as Carlotta and Trevor Lasur as Dave. It was written, produced, and directed by me and co-produced by Laura Lipson. The episode was engineered and mixed by Ivan Rivera at Clear Lake Recording. Our music was composed and produced by Peter McEvely, with additional music by Jesse Bilson. Lyrics for all of it were done by yours truly. Instrumental music found in the episode is by Kevin McLeod for Incompetech. Full credits can be found in our show notes. If you'd like to support the show, please visit us at patreon.com/CarlottaPodcast. Coming up next time on the Carlotta Botox Chronicles.
This was a big day. I was headed back to New Jersey for my high school reunion. The first time I'd been back there since becoming a household name. This would be an awesome thing if I hadn't been so freaked out about everything.
Okay, I have everything packed. Coal mask, goat milk smoothie, Kegel exerciser by Chloe... I also packed several hundred I went to high school with Carlotta Botox stickers per your request.
Great. Okay, what about, Sharpies for autographs?
Locked and loaded. One thing, though, I couldn't find your diary.
Really? But I was just writing in it, I think.
I searched everywhere. Maybe you left it somewhere? Dave's?
No, it's always in my desk.
It's not there.
No, this isn't possible.
Don't worry. I will find it. You go. Have a great time in New Jersey. I'm on it, doggone it. Now you better scoot if you're going to make that flight.
I love you, Basic Amy.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Broadcasting, this is Roger Brigado Fisher, communications, something, Moonbase, wherever.
You guys can sort out the next thing. I need to get the rover checked and loaded. Jung?
On it, boss.
Excuse me?
If communication still makes a difference at this point in the plot, if we can keep this base or this moon together long enough to be a thing.
I changed my direction. I worked my way down. I took those scraps, the bits they'd forgotten about or thrown away, and I built my own place. Still inside, but within the shadows.
All my thoughts, my hopes, all of my heart is on a makeshift rocket hurtling towards us with the most precious of cargo.
We'll definitely deserve a celebration.
Not like yours. You and your boy down there? I hope he's got a private room waiting.
It'll be enough to be close again. Ah, meu amado.
When I have Alex back in my arms, maybe then I can think about resistance.
We've kept the corporations at arm's length longer than most.
Well, whatever you're building, here or wherever, I'm in.
Any way we can help.
It feels like we're approaching the closing stage of this journey. The final stop. But either way, it's been one hell of a story. And either way, it ends with Alex.
Moonbase Theta out. The final season. Broadcasting on your podcast feeds starting August 14th. For early access, join us at patreon.com/monkeymanproductions.
Moonbase Theta out.